Hello, everyone. This is Lisa Wilson with the Aspen Center for Empowerment and Healing. So this is part two from my video series, and this is connected to the video of the seventh stage, surrender and letting go. So let me share a story with you on how that shows up in our lives. So when I was working with a client of mine, and he had gone through a divorce, and he had previously been married before, and he had had quite a few different relationships. He was really ready for something different and ready for just a deeper level of love. But what happened over the course of a few years, you know, it took him quite a few years as he was really waking up to his journey and what it is he was wanting. You know, when I talk about the seven stages, these stages, each stage happens in its own divine timing and however long it takes to get through. There is no recipe, and it is just your own personal journey that guides this path. So for my client, you know, he had a very strong ego. And I say that in a really good way. His ego has served him well for so many years, as our egos usually do, our human aspects of ourselves. But in order to really break open and get into the heart, you know, sometimes we have to exhaust our human, exhaust that ego. And that was part of what his journey was. So he set out based on his social conditioning and what he was told, as far as connecting in relationships and how he was taught to go out in the world and do that. I remember we were sitting on the floor one day just having a great conversation, and he was sharing a story of his experience of what it means to be in relationship. And he said that it was like King Kong to him, and me go get the woman, you know. And this was kind of his mindset from his upbringing. And you know, his father went out and worked and created the financial stability for his family, and his mother stayed home and took care of the kids. And you know, that was the mindset. And so he had this belief system that he had to go out and just find that person, although life has changed and the rules are completely out the window now. You know, we're learning to connect from a place of heart connection, deep soul love, and not from survival, which is what that belief system was all based on. So after his divorce, he's a very successful business person and lives a very nice lifestyle. And, you know, he had a lot of women just really knocking on his door wanting to date him. And he was dating. And, you know, eventually one day I came into his office. We had a session scheduled, and I had this person. Really, he's just such a beautiful soul, and he hears things and learns through pretty extreme measures. So I took $100 bill and I pasted it onto my forehead, and I busted into his office and said, "Are you done?" And he just looked at me and he started to laugh, and he said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, you know, you're advertising yourself from your success and your financial gain. And what you're dating and what's showing up in your life is an equal match to that." And so I got real with him and said, and this is where the work really began for him. This is where the awareness showed up and learning to be alone and forgiveness. This is where his journey took off, because the question that happened that I asked him next was, what part of you feels the need to have to advertise your wealth and your success in order to receive love? And that cracked him open pretty good. And he went into a pretty deep core place within himself and ended up diving into really learning to be alone and to love that time of being alone. And through that journey, however long that was for him, something magical happened, and he birthed a spark within him that he was shining bright like the lighthouse. It was no longer about looking outside himself for a relationship or things to make him feel good. And it was enjoying the nature of who he was and the gifts that he brings into this world. And all of a sudden, I mean, he touched more hearts with his smile and his love. And I have to be honest, I would say within a very short time, he actually magnetized to him his divine soul partner. They got married last year, or was it, it'll be a year in February. And their life is just so beautiful together, but it is built on love. And his divine counterpart could care less about anything that he has except for who he is. That's the thing that really drew her into him, was who he was. So I share that because when we get to surrender, sometimes we have to exhaust our ego in order to get to that place where we just let go, where we come from a place of being alone, where we detach completely from an expectation or a desire, a want or a need that is insatiable, looking outside of ourselves for a person or something else to fill us up. And we really do our inner core work of filling up ourself with our own gifts, our own heart. And through that journey, there's a magic that happens where you connect to something so much bigger than your human self, and you connect to that divine part of yourself, and all of a sudden you let go, and it's no longer something that you're focused on outside of yourself. You just know that your life is filled with so much love and joy, and you live from a different place, which then in turn gives you so much freedom and liberation to be the truth of you in all your relationships. Your life will fill with the most loving experiences imaginable by taking this journey. So thank you so much for being here with me. Please like, subscribe, and share. If you choose to go deeper into this video series, look for my healing videos. They're inexpensive. They're really there to help support and guide you in reprogramming, uninstalling the old belief pattern so that you can fully bring in this high vibrational frequency. Thank you so much. Much love. Bye for now.